The formation team reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Welcome, everyone, to the third episode of the Formation Team's podcast. It is such a delight to have all of you listening wherever you may be, whether that is in your living room or in a car, perhaps while on a walk. If this is your first time listening, I recommend checking out the first two episodes before you start this one, because each episode corresponds with a chapter in the story. For everyone else who has joined us so far, welcome back. As I'm sure you all remember, we pick up this chapter immediately after Lucy stumbles out of the wardrobe and meets Mr. Tumnus for the first time. Without further ado, let us officially start this next episode of The Formation Team Reads: The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. After leaving the magical land of Narnia, Lucy bursts out of the wardrobe and runs to her siblings, who she was sure were worried sick about her being gone for so long, and lets them know that she is back. "What on earth are you talking about?" says Susan, summarizing the rest of the siblings' thoughts. Lucy is confused. She was sure she has been away for hours. Nevertheless, she tells them about the land on the other side of the wardrobe and the inhabitant she met. Peter, Susan, and Edmund don't believe her. For them, no time has passed at all. Edmund thinks Lucy is crazy, but Peter defends her, saying she is making up a story for fun. Lucy is incredibly frustrated and drags them to the wardrobe to prove her tale, but they find it is just an ordinary wardrobe. Lucy bursts into tears and gives up. The next few days are really hard for Lucy. Peter and Susan tease Lucy about her tale of Narnia in good spirit, but Edmund is incredibly mean, mocking her constantly. In spite of the nice weather, Lucy stays inside dreaming about Narnia. Things begin to change the next rainy day. The siblings decide to play a game of hide and seek. Lucy goes into the wardrobe to hide, and Edmund follows her so he can tease her. Edmund pokes around in the wardrobe looking for Lucy, deeper and deeper, eventually entering Narnia. Edmund is full of remorse, realizing Lucy was right and he was wrong to mock her. After a short while, Edmund hears sleigh bells in the distance, which come closer and closer. It is a sleigh pulled by reindeer, driven by a dwarf, and containing a pale woman dressed in white fur with a golden wand and a proud yet stern expression. She commands the sleigh to stop after seeing Edmund, asks what he is, then scolds him about not addressing her by her proper regal title. The chapter leaves both of them confused, wondering what will happen next. This chapter sees the story shift from the viewpoint of Lucy to that of Edmund, who not only doubts her, but also mocks her regarding her experience. Unfortunately, this is a very common experience among Christians too. Often, when sharing our religious experience, people don't believe us and sometimes mock us for it. This has happened to me and to many of my friends. In one case, one of my friends was explaining to his faith community the religious experience he had the other night, and his friends mocked him and claimed that he must have been on drugs or something. As Christians, we need to be prepared for pushback whenever we try and share the good news of our tradition. Not everyone will appreciate it or be open to talking about it. Just like Edmund, some of the people who tease us and mock us the hardest will be the first to experience the gospel for themselves. Even though it is completely natural to dwell on this experience of rejection, like Lucy did in this chapter, we need to move on from it, taking whatever lessons needed to be learned from it and applying those to the next time. Thank you all for joining me for Chapter 3 of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Here are some questions to think about and consider sharing your thoughts with someone you are close to. 1. Have you ever had people not believe you about an experience you had? What was the experience like? How did they treat you in their disbelief? And how did that make you feel? 2. How do you react when people push back on an idea or an experience you've had? 3. How do you react when you think someone else's experience can't possibly be true? Join me next time when we discover what happens to Edmund and the White Witch. Will they fight each other? How will Edmund treat Lucy now that he knows Narnia is real? Find out in the next episode of The Formation Team Reads, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe.